Joining me is my new friend, Yasmin Adams. Good afternoon.
Hello, everyone. I'm happy to be on the air today with Cindy. So right now I am in Wrangell with WCA and the Bouncing Back program. We're really just here in the community providing resources and emphasizing strength, resistance, and healthy coping. And for like me personally, music is a really big part of my life and how I manage my own mental health. So I'm really just here to talk about ways we can do that as a community as well.
I think music can be really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it can change your mood. It can change your emotions, depending
yes.
on what you're listening on.
I strongly agree. And we're definitely going to be talking more about that today. Yeah.
So it can be good stuff, good medicine. And it can also, you know, if you're feeling kind of, sometimes it can make you feel angry too. I mean, music just really has that mm-hmm. power of changing your outlook and
yeah.
perspective. So, of course, we're always looking for the positive and
mm-hmm.
wanting to feel good and uplifting.
Yes.
So now you're interested in music as therapy. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, I really try to be intentional about the music that I'm listening to and playing. And like if you were to look at my Spotify account, I have probably over 30 self-made playlists. Like I'm always putting together new playlists, whether it's for a mood, an event, a specific car ride that I know is going to be like 3 hours long. So yeah, just really intentional about what I'm listening to.
Speaking about intentional listening, you gave me a couple of a few songs to start off today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about this first one, Move Your Feet by Junior Senior?
Yeah, for me, this is a song that you can find on my uplifting playlist. Really just something that kind of gets you moving, you know, a nice positive start to your day.
So this one is Junior Senior, Move Your Feet, and we will be back in a moment.
Down.
Natasha Benningfield, Pocketful of Sunshine, and before that, Junior Senior with Move Your Feet. So, Yasmin, you picked those out intentionally to be uplifting tunes. Is there a recipe to finding uplifting music? What do you think?
When I am listening to music, I'm kind of focusing on a few different things. I'm listening to the lyrics and what they're saying. Past that, I'm listening to the beat and the melody and how it makes my body feel. Like that first song, Move Your Feet, like you even saw me. Like I hear that song and it makes me want to dance.
Yeah.
Like I can't sit still. So I think it's a combination of what the song is saying and how it makes my body feel.
Yeah, I agree. And the different keys that songs are in and mm-hmm. the music is in can make a big difference too.
Yeah, and something else I want to talk about is even like sound frequencies.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And like musical vibrations. Yeah, because that's something that has really interested me, especially within the past maybe 6 months or so since I learned about it.
Well, tell us about it, because when I was talking to you on the phone, mm-hmm. Before you came to Wrangell, you mentioned frequency, and I thought, oh, this sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know a little bit about what frequency is, but I don't have any idea how it might affect mood mm-hmm. or mental health. So tell
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So for those listening, like a very like technical definition of frequencies is just the number of vibrations a sound wave completes per second. So like when you see like, oh, 20 hertz, 30 hertz, like that's exactly what it's measuring. The human ear, anywhere from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz, above that like high dog whistle sound that only dogs can hear, and below that is just too low for the human ear to hear. So that's what it is in technical terms. And then how it affects us as humans and how our like mental hears it and interacts with it is between low frequency and high frequency. You can kind of associate low frequency with kind of deep bass, a little more soothing. And that kind of activates a slower heart rate and decreased blood pressure and things of that nature. Where the opposite end of that with the high frequencies, it kind of triggers flight or fight and increased heart rate and also releases cortisol, the stress hormone. Yeah.
Wow. So much more kind of exciting to anxiety.
Exactly.
On the high end. And then down, way down there on the, mm-hmm. the base end, just very soothing.
Yeah. Kinda you can even.
If your heart rate is actually lowering.
Exactly. Like you can even think of it as like inducing relaxation, calming, meditative state, things of that nature.
So those are things to think about if you're trying to unwind, mm-hmm. right, then when you're picking out your music, you might want to think about something in the lower register.
Exactly. Yeah. And even when it comes to sound frequencies, like, of course, you're not going to be driving in your car and listening to like a hum the entire time.
Right.
But even like when you're getting ready for bed during your nighttime routine, maybe if you're someone who likes to meditate or do yoga in the morning, listening to that instead of music, just finding like little ways to incorporate it in your life.
So you're saying beyond music mm-hmm. and higher frequency, lower frequency music, you're also talking about just sound,
mm-hmm.
just like
exactly.
the hum. Yeah. Or, I mean, are we talking about like gray noise? White noise, or is
in a
that
way,
kind of
yes, yeah. And we can even listen to some later today. There, I told you all in between 20 and 20,000 is what the ear like hears, but there has been research shown that specific numbers can get specific results. So most people say that 528 hertz is that kind of sweet spot that reduces the cortisol levels, like the stress hormone that we were talking about, as well as increasing oxytocin, which is the love hormone. And then also 432 hertz, people like to argue that that brings about mental balance and reduced tension. I'm not 100% sure how they came up with those specific numbers, mm-hmm. but I'd be curious to know. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. You know, what was the study behind that?
Yeah, finding that sweet spot.
Fascinating.
Kind of think of it as like therapeutic sound. Yes.
Next on your list is Fancy Footwork from Chromeo.
Yes, this is a fun one.
Okay, so let's have a listen here.
But if you let her see that fancy footwork, sure that What?
I just wanted to take some time to talk about playlist making. I said earlier I have at least over 30 playlists on my Spotify account. And one thing that I like to do is make monthly playlists of either new songs that I discovered that month, or maybe a song that I already know and just had on repeat for some reason. And I wanted to talk about that because this song that just played, Fall in Love by Fantagram, it's a song that I would hear like on the radio when I was maybe 7 or 8, like early 2000s on the radio, and haven't heard it since I was probably that age. And it's a fun one for me.
Have you noticed that there are different vibes or different for different months?
100%. 100%. I have some monthly playlists that I don't like. They have maybe 15 songs on them. It's either I wasn't discovering much music that month, or maybe I was really busy and I wasn't just listening to music like I usually do. Or maybe it was a really hard month and the music I was listening to went along with how I was feeling and it doesn't make me feel good to listen to. And then I have other months where great things are happening or I discovered a new artist or a new genre and I'm just adding song after song after song. Yeah.
So I'm asking you this as someone who I kind of feel like I get stuck in a rut. And I think a lot of us go through life in the music that, like you said, you were listening to when you were 7 or 8 years old and it kind of sticks with you. Mm-hmm. So you have kind of this soundtrack of your life from when you're young through your teenage years through into your 20s. And it seems like that's kind of the sweet spot where people kind of go back to.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's up through the 80s and into the 90s. And then I'm kind of, you know, I kind of get stuck in that rut of between 60s and 90s. And so how do you expand your exposure to new good music?
Mm-hmm. So the Daylist is where I get a lot of new music from. And then just as a DJ, I'm always just like looking for random playlists to get inspiration from. I used to say that like the music that I mixed kind of gets jumbled in with the music that I like on my liked playlist, but I think as I like get farther in my DJ career, the music that I mix has just become the music that I also listen to mm-hmm. on a daily basis. Like I'll be driving to work listening to hard techno at 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, what's this?
Just
really finding playlists that other people make.
And it sounds like you really actually have to just take some time. I'll say you dedicate some time, you commit some time to actually finding new music, and not like that's a tough thing to do. If it's something you love, it's a lovely thing to do.
Yeah, I am very intentional about it. Yeah. Well, this next song is also one that I would say I listened to a lot in the early 2000s when I was elementary age. And hopefully some of you are familiar as well with this next one. It is called Hand in My Pocket.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything. Thank you.
Before I got off for today, I just wanted to say thank you, Cindy, for allowing me this opportunity to be on today. I had a lot of fun.
I did too, Yasmin. Yeah, this was great to have you on.
This week, this month, I like to challenge you to be intentional about what you're listening to. Listen to music that uplifts you. Listen to music that makes you move. And share that music with the people around you.
Bouncing Back is made possible with support from WCA. This episode was produced by Yasmin Adams and Cindy Sweat in the studios of KSTK in Wrangell, Alaska.